Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kennedy and Annie are off on vacation. My wife Lana is here hanging out with us.
Yes.
Thank you for doing this. I appreciate it.
It's very early.
Welcome to our world.
I know.
How come when you came in when I was gone last year, you brought in all sorts of treats and wine and stuff, and yet when you come in to hang out with me, we got nothing?
I've been on a week of wine.
Plus, it's more of a party when you're gone. Now it feels like work.
Exactly.
All right, Dan, what are we doing here?
It is time for Carson and Kennedy's couples match.
Oh.
And now it's time to play everybody's favorite game, Carson and Kennedy's couples match. Let's find out how Carson will put undue strain on his marriage today. Okay, so I have assembled five marital questions.
Okay.
Some of them are a little awkward, some of them are a little indelicate.
Okay.
And we are going to see how many out of those five questions you two lovebirds will match properly together.
Okay.
Carson, will you please leave the studio so I can ask Lana first?
Ooh, I'm going to go rock out to some Lizzo.
My God.
Old white man swag.
I'm going to close the door.
Just get out.
Now, is this the ones right here?
These are the five.
Oh, but he can't see.
No. Okay, ready?
Okay.
Question number one. Mm-hmm. Which one of you is the bigger flirt with people outside of your marriage?
Carson.
Ooh, okay, interesting. Question number two. What is the worst date you and Carson have ever had together?
Zach. Is he listening?
No, he can't hear.
Creeper.
He's just being goofy.
Zach Brown at Fenway.
Really?
Yes, it was. Ugh.
Wow. Okay, question number three. What adjective best describes your family, Lana?
My family?
What adjective best describes your family?
Oh, I thought I was answering these about Carson. It is special.
Special, okay. And what is Carson's most irritating habit?
Where do you begin? One? Oh, gosh. Lack of cleaning up.
So he doesn't clean up.
And he loses everything. So those would be my two. But he doesn't clean up anything. Anything.
And finally, the fifth question. What is the most embarrassing thing Carson has done around you in your time together?
Pass gas? I mean, I don't know. That's probably my most embarrassing one. I've never done that.
Never. No.
Only in my sleep.
Girls don't fuck. Doesn't count.
Yeah.
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio here. You were just kind of lingering by the door. You're creeping her out.
I was.
Turns out I'm 100% that B. Oh.
Who?
Lizzo?
Anyway. Oh.
All right, I'm ready.
All right.
Couples match game. By the way, my wife, Lana, is here. I'm ready.
She answered all five. It was a little awkward.
Okay.
The first question. Which one of you is the bigger flirt with people outside of your marriage?
Lana.
Oh, no. She said it was you.
What? Are you kidding? I never flirt.
Are you kidding?
Really?
I flirt?
You flirt. Oh, my gosh. Lenny.
Never.
Lenny Clark?
Ooh, hello. Lenny Clark. Okay.
Yeah, I probably didn't answer that one very accurately.
Off to a bad start.
That's just one person.
Yeah, but it's somebody we know, and you do it with in front of me.
This game's going great.
Have I ever flirted
with... Colby Calais? Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That shut him up real quick.
Yeah, even Barrett said, oof.
All right.
Question number two.
Yeah.
What is the worst date you and Lana have ever had together? The worst date.
Oh, the worst date that we've ever had together? I honestly don't know. I can't think of like a horrible date that the two of us
she
have
did.
Ever... our first one? Okay,
no,
what is it?
The concert at Fenway, Zach Brown. And it really wasn't anything to do with us. It was just a bad date night. We had so many bad things happen
okay,
that night.
That was a bad
horrible
night. Our seats were messed up.
Yeah.
And then someone yelled at us. And then there was a couple around us. Yeah,
it was just
a
bad night.
I forgot about
it,
that.
It wasn't necessarily
bad.
Us.
Yeah, yeah. I got you. Okay. We're 0-2. We're killing it.
Oh, you're going to like this next one, Carson.
Okay.
What adjective best describes Lana's family, who you know so well?
Loud.
She did not go with that.
Put special. But I thought I was answering the question about your family, so.
No, Lana's family is just like boisterous and loud. You never have to worry about wondering what their family is thinking. They always wear their heart on their sleeve, and I love that about them. Like, you never have to wonder what's going on with them.
We just are loud. You're right.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we are up for three.
Are you sure you guys are married? You guys know each other?
All right.
Question number four. Yes. I asked your beautiful wife, Lana, what is your most irritating habit?
I can never admit to being wrong.
I just didn't think.
She thought of two other ones that weren't that.
But that one is. That is the worst. We've had major arguments in the past week over that. I said your lack of cleaning up and losing everything, but dang.
She said she could have made a list.
I mean, she came to the top three.
Oh, that was the worst, Lana. I'm so mad at myself.
0-4
0-4 All right. We are killing the couples match game.
Question number five. Yeah. I asked your wife, what is the most embarrassing thing you have ever done around her?
The most embarrassing thing I've ever done around you is... It usually happens. I don't know if I can think of a specific thing, but I reveal something that was said to me in confidence to somebody else.
We are awful.
So you're a chatty patty. You got loose lips.
Yes, that is true.
Our boss at the radio station won't tell him anything about upcoming events.
You can't tell him anything.
No.
But I didn't say that either.
No.
I said pass gas. But I think I messed it up.
No, I think it went great. 0-5 That is a Mel of your marriage.
We just met last week.
We're coming up on 17 years together, right? In October, is that right? Yes. 17 years together.
You're even in matching shirts today.
And you can't ever admit that you're wrong.
I don't need you piling on after I was honest.
No, didn't get anything right. We're losers, okay?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.